This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Till I die.
Good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hello, welcome along. This is LTID TV from Leicester Till I Die. Welcome along. I feel like I have hardly been away. That's because I have hardly been away. Only a couple of days ago, I was drowning my sorrows. And on that point, can I welcome all the Leeds fans that are going to be in tonight, as I am sure there will be many, because they seem to be spending more time on my videos than they have on any Leeds channels. But then again, I guess if I was a Leeds fan, I wouldn't watch my own channels either. But there we go. But this is the preview. It's the FA Cup. One game off the quarterfinals. Thank God we drew Bournemouth away. It means I can go for a game. And special guest, we've not had him on for a while. Last time he was on, he was doing a Christmas quiz and he was trying to work out what the postcode to the North Pole was. But we've got him back here. We'll bring him in later. And if you're just wondering why I'm drinking cider live on the show, it's because of Craig. Here we go. And we'll say welcome and we will bring him in. We'll do this first.
Chris does it 3 hours a day.
Want to do it again?
5 days a week.
Oh, yes.
Just for you.
I love it.
On the Golden Breakfast Show.
This is Surrey Hills Radio.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die. Independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
Hello. I'm going to say, first of all, a hello to Nate, who is in. There's good evening, Chris. And then as an afterthought, he has on Craig. But then Craig is everybody's afterthought. Say, Craig, well, let's give him his proper name. Those of you that watch this channel regularly know that we've got a...
nickname. Here we go. It's already started. How many minutes are we in? 4 minutes into the show, and three of those were adverts.
YTV 7.5. You see, you think I'm going to say Paddy, don't you? And I'm going to say no. We have a new nickname for you, Mr. Penis Head. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well, thank you, Chris. I don't know what to actually say, you know.
What is it do with me? It's your good lady. I mean, apparently drawing pictures of penises on the whiteboard before we came live. What I can say is the most upsetting thing was that she was using you as a stencil.
Oh dear, Chris.
I really did not need to see that. Having said that, I had to have it on extra large screen so I could see it. Good evening, Craig. How the devil are you, sir?
I'm very, very well. And I'd like to say, you know, before I say hello to all the Leicester fans, hello to all the Leeds fans that are here.
Talking of which, there's one. Easy. How you doing?
Excellent.
Welcome along, mate.
Well,
banter aside.
To Sarah.
I just want to say, banter aside, mate, look, you beat us. Well done, mate. We're still 6 points ahead. So we are still the best team in the league at the moment. And I will do that at the moment. But no, look, you beat us. Well done, mate. And this gentleman has come in from Bournemouth site, untitled 893. What happened to the other 892 untitled? He's one of yours. Don't blame me. But look, it's nice to have you back on. Tell everybody where they can find you, sir.
So you can find me on Up the Cherries in all departments, UTCIAD. It's the home of, Harry Redknapp's come on a lot. Professor Brian Cox, we've had on. Who else have we had on? Dame Minchella. We've had Peter Hooton from the farm.
Chicken Head. Let's just get Chicken Head.
Chicken Head. Can't forget Chicken Head.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's where you can find us. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify. If you don't want to look at my face but want to listen to me, you know, you can do that. You know, it's entirely up to you. Whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Well, talking about floating a boat, we are so lucky to have you now because, of course, you are a famous media star. You did spend a recent day at The Sun. Now, personally, I thought they'd got rid of Page Seven fella. This is not true.
Oh, dear. They have, but went on to the tap-in, which, you know, don't worry, that's not anything on Pornhub. The tap-in.
I don't know, I've seen what your missus was drawing. That just about sums it up, mate. Believe you me, not a mixer one either.
But...
You know what I said about keeping this show on point? That's gone out the window straight away.
Honestly, it has, hasn't it? It's just like, I'm surprised you haven't done this yet. There we go. He's done it. He's done it exactly the same time. Oh, for crying out loud. Do you know what? I love coming on here. You know, why did you ever have to get relegated?
Well, I don't know. I can give you Brendan's number.
Yeah, exactly.
Catch him while he's still at Celtic. He might not be there much longer, of course. But no, there is a link to Craig's channel in the description below. For any Leeds fans that want to go and give him some grief.
Leeds fans, I tell you what, there is one video that you might enjoy. And Leeds fans will know the channel, The Square Ball. It is the leading Leeds United fans show. But we've had Dan Moylan from The Square Ball on several times. And of course, earlier on in the season, and I'm sure you're going to ask me about Bournemouth, I come out with probably one of my least, you know, well, genius moments. Let's just say that. Of course, Andoni Iriola, it was all going to shit. You know, we got beat by Everton and I was like, this isn't going to work. So who should we get in? I looked and I thought, American owner, Tyler Adams, Sinisterra. There's some links with Leeds there. Why don't we get Ted Lasso in? Jesse Marsh. And I suggested it. I spoke to Dan Moylan and he pretty much told me that I was being absolutely fucking ridiculous.
I think we both dodged a bullet when he didn't join our club.
Yeah, but I was suggesting him. I was suggesting him as a viable option, Chris. You was turning around and saying, no, I wouldn't want him with a barge pole.
But you have your hand up a cow's arse most days. You've got your wife drawing pictures of your penis on you on your dining room wall. I mean, whatever you get up to on your side, I don't believe it. But look.
But I tell you what was quite funny is, you know, just before we move on, Ted Lasso last week watched him on Sky Sports. And have you ever listened to him talk? And he's talking about the cornerbacks. Jesse Marsh. Yeah. And it was like the red zone. The red zone. He's going on about, and you know, and I thought none of these terminologies actually exist in football. He's really clued up. He knows his stuff, but he just uses these Americanisms. It's just like, yeah, the red zone is not a thing. Nobody understands it.
Oh, did anybody just understand what Craig said at all? Because he completely lost me.
You weren't listening. It was just like...
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But look, I'm just... let me just need to... why do people always message you when you're live? But look, we are here to discuss a game.
Yes.
And that is one that we've got coming up tomorrow night. And I have actually managed to get tickets for. Yay!
Look at that.
You gave us another two areas, which I think we've probably got more area than the Vitality can hold. What they haven't told us is that, you know, we're all sat outside in the car park with a big screen. But you know, apparently, in fairness, thanks very much. You have got been generous enough to give us extra. Whether that's because it's an FA Cup, I don't know. But I've got to ask the most important question ahead of this game. And I wasn't sure whether to bring this up or not, because it could be a very, very sore point, but hopefully you've got some cream. Oh, but can I ask, how are your cherries? Because looking at your new, possibly your new bag, they look to be very red and sore.
Yeah, this.
Current badge, everybody doesn't understand because he's not going to head that ball. Is he? That ball's just going to go behind him.
Yeah, but at least it's got a meaning. At least it's, you know, it's Tommy Heffernan heading the ball. You know, that is what Tommy Heffernan heading the ball. And, you know, whereas the new logo, I saw it and I was like, no, because Michael B. Jordan was wearing, you know, a top, you know, and with the logo on, and it was in just white. And I thought, oh, that looks all right. But the more I look at that, do you know what that looks like? Pub team. Well, that looks like a pub team logo.
Somebody said it looked like a cider logo.
Yeah, it's just... I just don't like it. The good thing is Jim Favola has come out and said that this is not replacing our existing logo. The existing logo is staying. Yeah. This is just for merchandising and things like that. There is Michael B. Jordan is actually going to be developing a new shirt. So Adonis Creed is going to be making a new shirt for us. What that's going to look like, I don't know, but
you know what it reminds me of? and you're old enough to remember these. Remember you used to get those two hard plastic ball things and you used to do that and they'd go together and
yes, yeah.
Turn around. Yeah. It does remind me of that. Very painful.
Yeah.
But no, I just saw that and I thought, really? But like you say, I've seen on TalkSport today, he's come out and said it's not going to happen. Which
yeah.
means he was thinking about it, but saw the backlash and decided not to.
I've seen a lot of comments about it. And, you know, my favourite one was that it looks like a pair of bollocks. But, you know, it's... We've covered everything here, haven't we?
Could we ask your wife if she confers with that? Because there's three there. No wonder you've been.
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody's got a problem, haven't they? If with that, crikey. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get on to the game. We'll leave Bournemouth bollocks where they deserve to be left. Want to talk this man with you?
Yes.
I mean, I know you were a big fan of his predecessor, who's not doing a bad job at Wolves at the moment, Gary Neil. Mm-hmm. And of course, our memories of Gary Neil was he wasn't even confirmed as manager yet at Bournemouth, and he managed to outthink Brendan Rodgers, which, to be honest with you, towards the end wasn't bad. You know, a three-year-old could outthink tactically Brendan Rodgers. But what do you think of your manager?
Right, long story. So,
is there any other sort with you?
I'm going to give you the whole story. So, when Gary O'Neill was sacked, firstly, I was angry, shocked. I asked the question, why the hell did we do that?
Are you still talking? I'm most interested.
So yeah, Gary O'Neill was sacked. Now the thing was I was really, really naffed off by that. As a big Gary O'Neill fan, some of our fan base were ridiculous and stupid towards Gary. They said he was a PE teacher. There was clown logos. You know, he's proving all those idiots wrong anyway. But Andoni Iriola was announced the following day, I think it was. Was it the same day? I think it was the following day.
Quite actually. Quick, wasn't it?
Oh, crikey, yeah. It all merged into one. Now, initially, I thought, you know, because Jesse Marsh was being mentioned, I thought, no, I don't want Jesse. Not at that time, anyway. say no more about that. Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, I thought, you know, luckily Steven Gerrard was more tempted by Saudi Arabia. And then Andoni Iriola come in. And I thought, right, okay, this makes sense because this man has done a very, very good job at Rayo Vallecano. I know a little bit about Spanish football and I knew he was there. And, you know, before the season even kicked off, I spoke to a number of people, Rayo Vallecano fans, fans of La Liga. And also, this was quite a coup, but, you know, it's a video that has probably gone under the radar because I had to narrate it because the gentleman, Mikel Ekstari, can't speak very good English, you know, to be fair to him. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying that. But he is the Basque national team, Basque country national team manager. Now, of course, they're not recognised by FIFA, but they are, you know, a very, very good team. And of course, Iriola played for them. Xavi played for them. There's Xabi Alonso. There's a lot of players that have played under Mikel Ekstari. And what he said really excites me. And why I mentioned that, I'll come back to it. So the season kicked off and initially, I thought, right, okay, you know, we seem to be a lot, we're playing this sexy football. We're playing really, really attractive football. And it just didn't gain results. You know, we got a draw against Chelsea, draw against West Ham. There were certain games that shocked me. We was 1-0 up against Brighton. They equalised. A cock-up between Kirkez and Neto at the back. And then, tell me how you do this, Chris. 16 seconds from your own kickoff, you concede a goal. And how that was it was hoofed into the far corner, and it just comes straight back. Brighton broke at such pace. Then we played Arsenal at home, completely fell apart there. And then the worst performance so far of the season was against Everton. To be honest, it's got to be up there with that performance against Liverpool, where Scott the Bin Man Parker got sacked. And it was Everton, you know, fans sang about it like they were world beaters, but they were shit. We were just shitter. And I just turned around at that point and said, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Thankfully, I'm not a CEO of a football club. I'm not the one that makes decisions. Because if I was, I probably would have sacked Andoni Iriola, and what happened next wouldn't have happened, where we went on this fantastic run. He changed it up, you know, went a bit more direct. Don't get me wrong, I've liked Iriola throughout because, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's honest. He's up front. But I've got to be honest, I didn't think it was going to work after that Everton game, and probably against Wolves as well. And then he went a bit more direct. And I think, you know, by him adapting, he's shown that his style can work in this league. And, you know, I'm absolutely delighted for him. And actually, I think he's a manager now that shows he can get the best out of these players. I didn't even realise, because there was a lot of talk that he was and wasn't going to bring over his assistant, you know, which was, it was all about work permits and things like that. That didn't happen in the end. So Andoni, you've got to say, has done a very, very good job. And thank God that the football club didn't listen to yours truly here, Chris.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. That's the end of the show.
Did you like that, Alex? That was a whole complete picture, Chris, wasn't it?
That was. That almost lasted as long as the season.
Yeah. No. Do you know what? It's like one of those stories. You know, have you ever watched, you know, like something like Three Men and a Baby, you know, where it starts off and, you know, you think, they're completely incapable, and then they all get it together and, you know, raise this fantastic, you know, young woman, you know, and there we are. That's the sort of story you could paint this part of the story.
On about now?
I don't know. I'm trying to say it's a Hollywood story. I'm trying to create something out of completely and utterly fucking nothing here.
Well, like I say, I think we might have time for one more question.
It's a bit more exciting that way, though, isn't it, Chris? You know, if I jest.
Anyway, I get a chance to talk now.
Who's this bloke?
it's my show. I thought I might say a few words. No, look, you know, I guess.
I know.
Enzo, I mean, yes, different for us with Enzo, because he came in completely left field. We'd been linked with like the Gerrards, the Jesse Marsh, the Cardigan man.
You wanted him really. Super Scotty Parker. You know,
I would have been happy with the guy that was there when we went down. I've forgotten his name. I'm that impressed with him. But he's now gone off to America. But look, this guy was complete left field. And I thought, It's a brave decision. It can go one way or the other. And, you know, he's only ever been a number one for 12 matches. That was in Parma, and that didn't go well. But he'd won the Premier League B or whatever it is with Man City Youth. He was a Pep disciple, and Pep must get fed up with getting assistant managers who then leave to go to other clubs. But I thought, well, look, it's exciting. It was what we needed at the time because it was exciting. And yes, there was those questions about him, but also, you know, we were like, it was that buzz 6 days before he'd signed for us. He was holding the Champions League trophy aloft. And so what it gave us, having just got relegated, was that buzz and that excitement. And I think that's what we needed as a club. What he has achieved so far, and I know Leeds fans are going on about the fact that they beat us, and Coventry is still doing their open top bus tour because they beat us. You know, but look, you know, out of the three, we were the biggest name from recent history, I'll say, and I'll say recent history to come down. So I do get it. Where he's taken us, top of the league, we've only lost six or, and it's a difficult league. Anybody can beat anybody. Just look at where I am in the prediction league. I got 2 points at the weekend. That's how bad I am, because anybody can beat anybody. So what he's done is absolutely amazing. Whether we go up as champions is to be seen. I think we will go up. I think it'll be us and Leeds that go up. Sorry, Southampton, that will please you, obviously, though, Craig. But he's just been amazing. It really, really has. He's come in, we got rid of the deadwood. And sometimes I said to you, because obviously I was on your channel just before we came here, you need to take a step back sometimes. Mm-hmm. To take a couple of steps forward. It's happened with yourselves when you went down. And we got rid of a lot of the deadwood, but he's just come in. He's playing a different style. Some fans think it's boring. If this is boring football and we're top of the league, 6 points clear, and only lost six games all season, bore me to death, please. You know,
mate, you win it. You win the league all day long. Yeah, I can't see you not winning the league. I can see you getting that points record, to be perfectly honest.
I can't, to be honest with you, because being a Leicester fan, I know how, you know, nobody can shoot themselves in the foot like Leicester can. But look, we will see. We will see. But look, this is sort of your season. You've kind of not, you've been in trouble a bit. You were sort of 7-8 games in there, you're in the bottom three. But you were 15th last season. Which was very good to say that you hadn't cheated like Everton and Forest. So well done. Oh, finishing. Oh, did I say that out loud? Talk us through your season so far.
Well, I've already said a bit of it. To be honest, it doesn't paint the whole story, because I think, you know, on a normal season, you know, where it shows Brighton, Arsenal, Everton, Wolves, that run of games, we would have been slap bang bottom of the league. To be honest, it's only because the bottom two are that atrocious this season that we're not at that point. I think that, you know, the start, like I say, was very, very slow. You know, we went to Liverpool. To be honest, that game wasn't that bad. That wasn't too bad at all. That was the day I was flying out to Abu Dhabi, actually. And the Spurs game wasn't too bad. See, we was playing attractive, sexy football throughout that period. You know, we drew against Brentford. You know, we drew against Chelsea. You know, there was, the football looked like it was working, but then there was those four terrible defeats before that Burnley game. Ever since the Newcastle game, though, you know, things have just elevated. And never did I think that I would see Bournemouth go up to Old Trafford. And it wasn't just, oh, yeah, let's, you know, sneak a win against Man United. It was, let's go up there, dominate them, play them off the park. It was just joy to watch, an absolute joy to watch. So I'm happy with this season, how it's gone. We're not looking behind us. To be honest, it's probably an easier season to stay up than it was last season, because the three teams that have come up, probably with the exception of Luton Town in a way, are not very good at all. Luton are fighting. Have they got the quality? I still think they might not. I still think, you know, Forest, Everton, I think Brentford could get pulled into that as well this season. But, you know, how we're doing at the moment is excellent. And, well,
that is your home form there, based on the last six games. And, you know, you are seventh in the league. you know, you've won three, drawn two, won one. I mean, you know, you've got 11 points. Arsenal have got 15 on the last six. Tottenham, Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea above you. But there's some big names under you as well. You're going to be safe. I said this earlier on your show. You are definitely going to be safe. And at the end of the day, you know, you have to think that, yeah, what we did was amazing. And we've got the trophy there and everything. But I can't see it happening again, to be honest with you, like that. But
no, I think it's still very difficult.
You never know. But, you know, I don't think of Leicester as a big club still. I really, really don't.
You're bigger than us.
Well, it's relative, isn't it? You know, compared to Rochdale, we're rich, but compared to Manchester City and Newcastle, we're not. We're in that sort of middle thing, but you know, on recent years. But you know, I know when we came up under sort of Martin O'Neill, when we were finishing ninth and tenth around that, that's as much as I think you can hope for. And I think if you're staying up, and yes, okay. So, you know, there are Burnley are gone. Sorry, Dan. Sheffield United are just imploding. The players are fighting each other on the pitch.
Yeah.
The third place depends whether Nottingham Forest and Everton get any point deduction for their other digressions. We know, obviously, they've got some points back, Everton. Luton, at least, are putting a fight up of it. So that makes your job easy. But if you stay up, that's another season you can build on because you've still got some money from staying up. And that's what you've got to look at, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I understand FFP, they're doing a little bit of reset as well. So that will hopefully, fingers crossed, make things a little bit easier for us moving forwards. Just going back to that form table, you bring that up, but when that tucking one. Into no, tucking into Turkey on Christmas Day, we were top of the form table, and it's remarkable considering before that we were languishing down the bottom, you know, week on week. You know, that, like I say, that Everton game, you compare that against the Man United game, and there was literally all of 2 months in it. Probably about 2 months in it. I think, you know, it is a whole polar opposite. You wouldn't even think it's the same side playing. Iriola has got it together, you know, instead. And I'll tell you how he's got it together. Instead of passing slowly, you know, keeping hold of the ball, but not going anywhere with it, he's playing the sexy football, but there's that impetus to go forward. If we lose it, keep the pressure on at the back. And, you know, that's how we did it against Man United. You know, the first goal, Lewis Cook had no divine right to win that ball. Honestly, mate, it's completely polar opposite to what, you know, we had earlier on in the season.
Yeah, yeah. Doug is in. I've got to say congratulations. He's still buzzing with the win yesterday. As a Liverpool fan, well done, mate. I thought that was going to go to penalties, but look, it's a trophy. Well done. And it's seeing Klopp out with a good start this season. Yeah. We're going to talk about the teams later, Doug, so we'll come on to that. Scott just pads in here with the potential changes coming in instead of the profit and sustainability laws. How does that affect Bournemouth? I think it affects us both. In, you know, we've got to be. Yeah. We saw when we didn't see Sel Tillemans early, you know, a couple of seasons ago, how that impacted us in not being able to spend, which eventually led us to go.
I could get on my soapbox here though with regards to that sort of situation.
Oh, don't, otherwise we'll be here all day.
I'll tell you what. Let me just mention it quickly. If you can penalise Everton, and I know that, you know, really the point should have been deducted for Everton last season, which would have kept Leicester up. You know, if you can penalise Nottingham Forest, I know you don't like Nottingham Forest, but that's beside the point. You have to penalise Manchester City. You have to penalise Chelsea. You have to penalise other teams. Because it's not a level playing field. at the moment. No, 115 charges.
It will be interesting to see where this leaves the FA with the Premier League with Manchester City. I think now that they've picked a team like Everton, who, let's be honest with you, aren't in the top seven teams in the league. Mm. They are almost one of us, if you like. And if they're gonna, so it looks like that 6 points that they've deducted is going to be the benchmark. And looking at, I was watching Sky earlier, and how could it have been 10 points when you only get 9 points deducted if you go out of business? It is a bit silly. So I think they went 10 points knowing that it would be appealed and that they go down to six. If they went straight in at six, it would appeal. We go down. So six is probably about right. But I think now if they've done Everton, and Everton have accepted it as far as I know, they're about to do Everton again and they're about to do Forest. If they then don't do Manchester City, I think, wow, that will have something to say to you. But at the end of the day, we went down because we were not good enough. And that's the end of it. I mean, you know, I was listening to the Luton Town manager earlier, and wow, does he talk a lot of sense? Because obviously he's dropped back into the bottom three with Everton getting the points back. And he said, we have never presumed that we would, you know, those that would last. We are playing as if we are where we are, which is in the bottom three. He says it's about football for us. What we want to do is we'll just do the best we've got on the pitch, and whatever happens off it is beyond our control. He spoke a lot of sense and fair play to him.
Everton, just, you know, on that point, I think Everton, when they got those points deducted, they just went into this overdrive that, you know, they had to get results quickly. Now, I watched them the other day when they played Crystal Palace, and I did not think they were very good at all. No. I thought they were poor. So are they really, you know, this might be something that Everton fans might think, good, we've got our points back. But it might actually be a bit of a poison chalice, this, because I think there's quite a few of those players in that Everton dressing room.
Everton's where I grew up in Leicester.
Was it? Is it actually a place? Oh, there we go. Everton is in Leicester. Yes. There we go. But, you know, talking about Everton, I think there's a lot of players that are a little bit unprofessional in that Everton ranks. And,
well, you know, we will see. We will see. If we get back there next season, we'll worry about it then. But look, last season, we weren't good enough. And I mean, I said on your show earlier, you know, everybody saying, oh, the PSG, the Championship, the Manchester City, the Championship, you've got a Premier League squad. No, we haven't. If we had a Premier League squad, we would be in the Premier League. We weren't. We finished 18th. We didn't do enough. Yes, mistakes were made. Yes, you know, Rodgers was getting it wrong at the end. Yes, Rodgers should have gone before he did. Yes, yes, yes. But it's all about how you bounce back. You know, like we say, getting Enzo in, which wasn't a plan. If you'd have given me that at the start of the season, I mean, look, from game number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think it is, we've been top.
Yeah.
Literally week in, week out. Now, there's no way I would have expected that. And, you know, it's looking good. If we finish up there, look, there's only one place we can go, and that is down, obviously. But, you know, this is the worrying thing for me, because this is our form, away form. And as you can see, we're down in six now.
I shouldn't worry about that, though. So, just look at it. You know, Southampton leads, you know, okay, Southampton in the last six games are 3 points better off. Leeds are only 2 points better off. I think you're going to be absolutely fine. I think Enzo will drive you to the title, you know, without a doubt. I'd put money on it.
Like I said earlier, and then one Leeds fan went, well, that's not ambition, is it? Second is the aim. We want to finish second, because that means you go up. Anything over there. So, you know, yes, we want to win the title. Yes, we want to do it with maximum points. But if we finish second, I don't care, because we've got promotion. And that's the main thing. as it says there, I don't know why we've got no wins, no draws, no losses, but nobody else has either. But there we go. And look, yeah, that's the worrying thing. And we don't always do. I can remember my last visit to, I think it was my last visit to Bournemouth, was when we, oh, no, it must have been since, but one of my visits was we went to, was when Vardy got the penalty that started off his 11 and 11 run.
Yes.
And I was sat pretty much where I'm sat now, funnily enough, right behind the goal in the corner. And as he scored, he went past me. And I, because I'm sat in the middle of all these Bournemouth fans, and I got a couple of bouncers sat either side of me, and because I couldn't celebrate, you know, I had to sit there inside. I'm doing cartwheels, but we do struggle. You've had some good, you know, results against us in recent years.
Was that the game that Frano got sent off? I'm sure it was, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. You were 1-0 up. We probably didn't deserve
the win. I think Simon Francis got sent off, I think, that game. Or was it the season after? I'm trying to think. Anybody who knows Bournemouth fans, just please do correct me. But I think it was that game, if I'm right in thinking. But yeah, we have had some really, really good games against Leicester. I think, you know, we have quite a good track record against Leicester at Dean Court. You know,
you do. I remember the 4-2 win when I think we went down to 10 men.
Yeah. Yeah, that was during the COVID period as well, wasn't it? If I'm right thinking. So, yeah.
No. We were there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think you were 4-0 up. We'd got a player sent off. And we started to come back. And I think you were glad when the final whistle went. But, yeah, you were all over us. We beat you a couple of times. But in the last three times we played you, the season that we got relegated, which was obviously last season, you beat us at Bournemouth 2-1 with a then new young manager. Well, it wasn't even a manager. You'd just been beaten by Liverpool, and then you went and beat us 2-1. And then, of course, we lost to you when you came to our place in April, and you beat us 1-0. So I'm not feeling overly confident, to be honest with you.
We've got quite a good track record, so yeah, I think you should feel all the worried, especially considering Enzo's press conference as well, because we're going to go full strength, I think.
Well, talking of that, formation tactics and player threats. Obviously, I haven't seen anything of Bournemouth this season because you're in a better division than we are. What formation do you play? How do you think you'll face the game? You are at home. You just said then you think you'll go strong. Because let's be honest with you, and I said earlier, we are both one game off a quarter final of an FA Cup. And once you get to those games that start having final in the word, it gets a bit exciting.
It does. We play a 4-5-1 formation, normally with Solanke up there on top of front on his own, normally a player just behind him. Traditionally, that used to be Billing. But I think, you know, he's favouring others over Billing a little bit more these days. Wingers, we're very, very quick. So Menyo played, of course, last time out against Manchester City, was outstanding. Marcus Tavernier normally on the other side. Ryan Christie, very, very good through the middle. Lewis Cook keeping everything going in the centre of mid. So we've got it's a strong, strong side that we have got. We have got a very strong side. Justin Kluivert could play just behind Solanke, or he could play on the left and leave that to Tavernier. It's who knows. The defence normally is unchanged. Now, Adam Smith has to play. You know, Smithy is getting older. And actually, I want to give him a little bit of credit because he came out and he made a point, the other day after the Man City game, when he was speaking to Ian Moose Abrahams, and he was talking about, you know, his happiness in the game. And he was like, no, I don't like it sometimes, you know, because of the sort of abuse players get. And I think that speaks volumes, you know, because players, managers, fans of this football club have been, well, it's not the Bournemouth way. So, you know, Smithy, for one of our seasoned pros to come out and say that, deserves a lot of respect, a lot of guts, and all the people that have been bashing the likes of Lloyd Kelly have all gone quiet. But going back to the formation, sorry to actually go a little bit off task there. You know, at the defence, I think, you know, Kerkez will probably play on the left, and we'll probably have Senesi and Zabania in the middle. Goal-wise, goalkeeper-wise, it's normally Neto, but I think he will make some changes. I think Travers will come in goal. Solanke, I think, will be rested. I think Enis Unal, who is a Turkish striker, signed from Getafe. He nearly scored against Manchester City with a header. Very, very good header. Just a little bit shy of the post. I think he'll probably get the nod up front. I can see Justin Kluivert starting as well. I'd like to see Lloyd get a chance, you know, if he's able to, because I want Lloyd Kelly to stay at the football club. You know, honestly, I do. You know, there's some fans that, and he come under, I don't understand it, Chris. I really don't understand it. And, you know, of course, I watched your stream the other night, and there was somebody going on about Daka consistently. Just knock, 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 knock.
Yes, he ended up getting banned in the end.
Yeah, it's
not, because people aren't allowed, I should just say this, not because people aren't allowed to have their view, but he came on, he was very much anti-Daka, and I did this same for a guy who was absolutely, it's probably the same guy, he's just come back as another name. But I got rid of Boris, who used to be so pro-Vardy. I think he was bumming him. But, yeah, and if you've got a point of view, great, put it over. And I'd put it up on the screen that he didn't think Daka played well, and we responded to it. But then he said it 5, 6, 7 times.
And it becomes abuse, really, after that.
And then it's a case of change the record. Yeah. And then I warned him. I said, look, one more, you're gone. And I timed him out to give him a little warning. Then he came back in and carried on again with another Daka thing. And I went, right, you're gone. And he's been banned from the channel. He may well come back as something else. If he wants to waste his time setting it up, that's up to him. But, yeah, you know, I was annoyed with Daka, but, you know, let's move on.
Yeah, completely agree, Chris. And, you know, the thing is, he's...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You know, Lloyd has gone through those ups and downs, but, you know, I'd like him to start against Leicester to show what he can do, because he's still a quality player. He wouldn't have the teams that are after him if he wasn't, you know. Eddie wants him, Spurs want him, you know, that says its own story. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I think we are going to go strong, but I think we will make a few changes just to mix it up.
I think I said to you earlier when I was on your channel that, look, you're not going to go down. And respect to Dan is in from Turf Moor House. Hi, Dan. We swapped places last season. Looks like we could be swapping places again this season. No disrespect to Dan. There are worse teams than you in that division. You know,
yeah.
I think Sheffield United are just imploding. They're fan. You know, when your own players are fighting each other on the pitch, you've got to turn around and go, "What the hell is going on here?"
Wow.
Burnley, I'm sorry, Dan, but I think you're down as well. But I think you may well then come back stronger. Whether it's Luton, whether it's Forest, I know who I'd sooner go down, or it's Everton, is to be seen. But I think you've got enough, and there are worse teams. And the problem was last season, there wasn't three worse teams than us. You know, there's only two.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be safe. So if you're going to be safe, why not go on a cup run?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something, you know, to look forward to. And, you know, like we were saying earlier on, you know, is this a bit of a unwelcome distraction for Leicester now? Because, you know, the priority is getting in to the Premier League. You know, I do get, you know, it would be amazing for Leicester to reach the final. And, you know, it would be, you know, hey, if you beat us, you know, I'm sure that's what everybody will be doing, unless you come up against Maidstone United, and then, you know, the whole world's going to be supporting Maidstone regardless, of which case, you know, wouldn't it be funny as anything if Coventry get beat by them tonight?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely hilarious.
Come on, Maidstone.
Exactly. he says, Craig, Scott says, Craig, are you a Coventry fan tonight or a Maidstone fan?
I think everybody's Maidstone. Yes. You know,
we don't need whoever Coventry plays, we're their fans for the night.
You know, they're still partying after beating you guys. So,
they are.
You know, at the end of the day, that
open top bus is still going around Coventry. It's been doing it for 6 weeks.
They haven't thought about Maidstone really yet. Now, the thing is the way I can see this happening though. Is us getting through, because I think we've got the capabilities of getting through, you know, this tie. You know, no disrespect. I think it's going to be very difficult, but I think we can get through. Personally.
Yeah. No. And I would be very surprised if you didn't come on back in your team, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So fair play to you. Look, I want to, before I get into our formation tactics and player threats, I want to ask you, as Enzo has said, not a game to compare City against Premier League opposition. Again, we discussed this earlier. Hiya, Matthew, how are you doing? He's saying, have you got a word in with Paddy tonight? I take it he's one of yours.
Yes.
I've got to say, Matthew, if you are a Bournemouth fan, please spread this around.
That's Matt that does the channel.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's
Matt.
Forget Paddy, and I'm gonna do a Craig, and I'm gonna go off on one now. But forget Paddy because he's got a new nickname now, and please take this. You remember Mr. Potato Head from, you know, years and years ago? And if you're fans of Mock the Week, this applies now to Craig, Mr. Penis Head. And all you got to do is ask Mrs. Craig, and she will tell you all about it. So his new nickname going forward is Mr. Penis Head. Anyway, going back to and hello, Matthew. Sorry, I didn't recognise you. It's you're coming on your own name. It's basically what he said is not a game to compare City against Premier League opposition. It could be something very important. We will prepare the game, and this was Enzo in his press conference, in the best way, but they will do the same. It is a special competition. We are trying to prepare the game the best way possible. However, I don't think it's the right thing to do to use Bournemouth as the yardstick of progress, because you can't compare. If we win, we are ready for the Premier League. If we lose, we are not ready. That's completely wrong. Next season, both teams could have different squads. It is very true, but I honestly, I think he's just saying that just to sort of hide the fact that it is to me, we lost to Liverpool at Anfield earlier in the season in the Coca-Cola Cup. And if we lose this, yeah, I'm not going to cry. And I said at the start of the season, if we go out early on in the FA and early on in the Coca-Cola, I wouldn't be bothered. However, now we're one game off the quarterfinals, I want to go all the way. You know, I know we want to win any game anyway. So to me, and no disrespect to Bournemouth, I said this to you on your channel earlier, no disrespect to Bournemouth, but if we lost to Liverpool 3-1, Caribou Cup, away from home, their second goal was a worldie, fantastic goal, the third in off the post. So we didn't lose disgracefully, but if we were in the Premier League, we probably would expect to go to Anfield and lose. You know, that's one of those games. And I'm not saying we should automatically go to Vitality and win. No way, because as you see, we've not had a good record against you there. But it's a team that on paper, we think we should really be looking at coming away with something. Just as you would look at it and go, Leicester are a promoted side, that, you know, we should look at getting something from them. So, yes, this is very much a game that I think we'll see how far we've come. You watched the game, I believe, against Leeds the other night. You were in the chat. Yeah. And you watched the game. Obviously, I've not really seen. Well, I've seen one Premier League game all season. That was Arsenal Spurs. Having seen that game, and yes, we lost 3-1, but in that second half, it was our own debt. We caused our own downfall. You know, they put the chances away. We didn't. How do you think on that performance of the whole 90 minutes? Leicester would do in the Premier League if they got promoted with that squad?
I've seen you a couple of times, to be honest, this season.
Oh, you're a little sneaky Leicester fan, aren't you?
Well, you know, at the end of... Oh, thanks, Matt. Thanks. But yeah, personally, I think.
Hang on, I want to cut that so I can clip that. Sorry.
I was just doing penis head. what happens to this show? It just goes down.
I don't know if Matthew's being serious or he's just taking the piss. Thank you. Here all week.
Boom. But where was we? So yeah,
talking about Leicester in the Premier League, you've seen us a couple of times. Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, I think you should never really got relegated, to be honest. I think, you know, the quality was there. I think the basis was there. But we did speak earlier on about how many players were sold. But players were sold because they were surplus to requirements or they were bloody lazy at the end of last season. And I think, you know, what Enzo has done is he's brought in some real, real quality to bolster up the team. So Harry Winks, for example, is a player who I have always admired. You know, I think he's an excellent player. I think, you know, Spurs, he was just, well, I think he was doing his bloody head in there. So personally, I think he is such a good acquisition. Mavadiri, I think, you know, again, a very, very good acquisition, young player. So there's a lot of very, very good signings. And I think, don't get me wrong, I don't think Leicester's going to come up into the Premier League this time around and go and win the thing.
No. But well, you never know.
Dream, wouldn't it? But I think you should be able to be safe, you know, around 14th, 15th, you know, where we would be aiming for. I think Leicester are more than capable. But then again, you've got to also look at how are you going to adapt when it goes wrong? Because that, you know, is where Burnley have gone wrong. Is Burnley, what happened was they got rid of the Dyche football. And Vincent Kompany did an absolutely outstanding job getting that team back into the Premier League because financially they weren't really up to it. Secondly, he had to make a lot of changes, picking up players from here, there, and everywhere. Lost a lot of season pros. to be honest, I think that, you know, he did an absolutely outstanding job. But he's gone into the Premier League, played the same way, which is the style that I was concerned we was playing under Iriola earlier on in the season. Yeah, we've got a slightly better players than and a bit more experience than Burnley have, or the Burnley team have, because, of course, there were so many changes. But I don't feel that Vincent Kompany has adapted. I think he takes that team down. He stays on as manager, he'll get them straight back up. Yes. But I think it's going to be a, that long-term process. So
I've got to say as well, I've got to say a big thank you to Burnley, because if they were tearing up the Premier League this season, then everybody would be going, oh, Leicester are going to do that. Oh, we're going to do a Burnley. And they'd be saying that this season, oh, we're doing the Burnley. And, in you know, we're probably better at this stage, or we certainly had a better start than Burnley did. Burnley took longer to get going. But I am looking at Burnley and saying, be careful. You know, look at Burnley last season, ran away with it, and look what's happening now. The thing that I'm really impressed with, that this is, apart from 12 games at Parma, this is Enzo's first managerial job. So he's learning as well. So he's going to make mistakes. And yes, I come off a game that we lost and he's not done the right subs or whatever, in my eyes, you know, obviously... it's his job at the end of the day. But, and we criticise him. But when we calm down and take off the blue tinted spectacles, we look at it and we have to say that, you know, he is still learning. He will get things wrong. And if he's playing like this now when he's learning, what's he going to be like when he's got his act together? It is, it is very scary. Now, Scott has just asked, if Cody wasn't an Enzo signing, why does Enzo get credit for Winks? Or if they were both Enzo signings, why is only one getting regular minutes? Well, there were both Enzo signings, but that was before, and I thought you maybe have known this, Scott, but that was before Vestergaard was changed into the man mounting at the back. We never expected Vestergaard to be that good. And I've got to say, you know, I like Vestergaard. I think he's proved a lot of critics wrong. He won't do it. We saw against Leeds, his speed, he can't run. You know, he runs back. He's like he's running through bloody mud, to be honest with you. So Cody may come into his own next season. And Nate, I'm sorry to shoot you down, mate. I didn't do this on purpose. He said, I can't see Enzo putting a weakened side out. Now, earlier on in his press conference, Enzo Maresca said, we are going to make 9, 10, 11 changes. We have more players who deserve their chance. We don't need to prove anything in terms of we lost the other day. We need to make our best. We go strong, we make 11 changes, and we go strong. I don't think, I mean, you've got to take into account, obviously, English isn't his first language. But I don't think he's going to make 11 changes, but for this game, we are going to see changes. We know that the goalkeeper will change because Stolarczyk always plays in these games. It does what Danny Ward used to do for us, and he's done well. But looking at the team that went against Leeds, he needs to. I mean, when you look at our bench, and you said this earlier, Craig, our bench is probably better than sort of Rotherham's first team. I think the under 10s are better than Rotherham's first teams. but agree with you what you say there, Nate. Vestergaard has been pretty good for us. It's a case of just getting in, isn't it? I didn't say he said that. I know, that's why I apologize for shooting you down like I did. But I can see we will go three. It's almost like a 3-3-3-1, if you like. And as to that sounds odd, but it's four at the back, but the right back, whether that's Pierre or Chowdhury, go into midfield. When we're attacking and drop back to a four when we're defending. And then we have two in front of that, then the three with the two wingers and the central midfield and one up front. Now, Justin, I think, will be rested, and I think Doyle will come in. Again, not a bad player, not a bad player at all. Vestergaard will, I think, be rested. Well, he can't play. He's banned. Sorry. I think he'll be rested. He has to be rested because we've got a yellow card. So I think we will see. I think we'll see Cody and Nelson. I think Vestergaard and Faze will be rested. Mm-hmm. And I think Cody and Nelson, the youngster who's now fit again after being injured, will come in, who is a Vestergaard double, to be honest. Yeah. He's really tall. He's come through the youth system. Absolutely fantastic. Chowdhury or Ricardo on the right. He may go with Ricardo again. I think Winks, I have a feeling Winks may start. I really do. I think Winks is undroppable. My only worry is, though, I said to you earlier, we've played Saturday, Tuesday. You've got to give these players a rest. And Winks is that Duracell bunny. He's all over the bloody place, to his credit. Will Chowdhury start again? We may see Eunice, who's on loan, but he's good, but he hasn't got his chance. Because of Dennis Pratt, you know, we had Ndidi, who's injured, so he can't play. We had Cashaday, who's gone back to Chelsea. Has the squad been announced already, Highfields? Highfields is saying Winks not in the squad. Has he been signed or has he been as a squad? I don't think the squad's announced this far in advance, is it? If you do, I think you may have a crystal ball because it's normally announced just before the day. I don't think he's announced before the match, sorry, this far in advance. But Pratt has come in and he's taken his chance. He stayed injury-free, which is something he's not been able to do. Mavadidi, Fatawu, one of those will be dropped, and I think McAteer will start. And then I think Cannon. Highfield, sorry, you've read that. I don't know. I mean, it's all with a pinch of salt. He said 11 changes. I don't think there's going to be 11 changes. But I think Cannon will start up front. I've got to say, I was thinking, like, why have we bought Cannon? Because he was on loan at Preston from Everton last season. Everton fans can't believe that they sold him to us, but he was injured when we bought him. And it's like, why have we bought an injured player? Came in and he scored about 5 goals in 7 games. So I would very happily start Cannon. Vardy's injured, and that's my worry with Vardy now. He's pulled a muscle and he's out for 2 or 3 weeks. He's coming to the end. But then again, we've got Iheanacho, and he's a bit of an FA Cup king, is Iheanacho. So it could be Iheanacho on the subs bench and Cannon to start. That still would not be a bad team, Craig.
No, it's not a bad team. And I think there's so much quality in the Leicester side. I think, you know, Enzo is going to mix it up because, you know, the priority for Enzo has to be to get back in the Premier League. That has to be the priority, number one priority. I don't think you're going to have any problems doing that. You know, I think don't read too much into what all the Leeds fans say. They're not going to win it. And you can have a good old laugh at them when they don't. You know, I think, do you know what? It'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? If it's Ipswich that do follow you up.
I'd love to see Ipswich come up. I want their manager, McKenna, is it? Their manager, yeah. I believe.
Yep.
He was one of my top two choices to come to Leicester before I knew we were getting Enzo. And I think I have been proven right with how well Ipswich have done this season.
Kiefer Moore is there. And Kiefer, I think, you know, don't get me wrong, he's not a Premier League forward. He's too slow to play in the Premier League. But in the right side, which it looks like Ipswich are, you get the ball onto his head, he's lethal. And I think Ipswich are going to come very, very close. You know, of course, Southampton, we've got, you know, investment in there that we loaned Rothwell, loaned David Brooks. I don't understand that. Really don't understand why we let Brooks go, because I really like David Brooks. You know, personally, the only reason why I can imagine...
Oh. Can I just say, just to interrupt, it's currently 14 minutes played, Coventry City 2, Maidstone United 0.
Do Do you know what? It's so disappointing, isn't it? You know, that everybody was just, you know, when you said Coventry City, you thought, come on, come on, come on. It's like you're expecting Margot Robbie to walk through the door. And instead, you know, it's, what's it called? From EastEnders, you know. And he's just like, oh, a bit shit, really, wasn't it, in the end?
It was. If you stuck with it, an Emmerdale.
I should have stuck with Emmerdale, but I don't really know any of the characters. Margot Robbie the cow, let's say. Betsy the cow walked through.
All I will say is I would understand if you had your hand up Margot Robbie, but let's not go there.
And so, do you know what? This show should come with an 18 rating, shouldn't it, really?
I did used to have an 18 certificate thing for the corner.
Especially when I'm on.
Well, indeed, definitely when you're on. But look, West Ham are 2-0 up against Brentford. That helps you on that one. But look, it's going to be interesting. Matthew says Paddy. apparently Vestergaard is available for tomorrow because it's it doesn't carry across competitions. I'll bow to your quote from Leicestershire Live. I'd read somewhere that he was banned for it, so I don't know, but I'm not going to argue because I don't know. Anyway, so let's get on to this next bit here, which is score predictions. It's Emmerdale versus Coronation Street.
Who are you from Coronation Street? Who have you been compared to?
Well, I probably Ken.
Roy Cropper.
I'm that old. How very dare you, sir. How very dare you.
We got Ricky Gervais sat in the background as well. What's the dance? Oh, don't clip that. Don't clip that. That's absolutely horrendous.
Would I?
Would.
No, come on. We discussed this earlier. Well, everybody get it in the chat as well. Your score prediction, sir.
I'm going to go with a 2-1 win to Bournemouth. You know, I'm always going to go with my own side. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be walking the park like the last round was, because let's be frank. Unfortunately for our friend Chickenhead. Frank, talk to
you
Frank.
You said let's be frank. I said who's Frank?
No, I was gonna say you know, it's Swansea were shit. Swansea were terrible in the last round, and of course you played them a week after and, you know, annihilated them as well. This is gonna be a tough game. I think probably going to be 1-1 at half time, but neither side is going to benefit from having a replay. And we're both going to want it done on the night, one way or another. And that's why I think we'll push forward and get that win.
Yeah, Nate is just asking, does it go to a replay or is there penalties? I think it goes to a replay.
Yeah, it should do
now.
Unless they've messed around with the rules, which, you know, I wouldn't put past them, to be honest, because they seem to be. You've heard the blue card thing, haven't you?
Yes.
It's the most ridiculous, stupid thing going. So,
Matt says there, do I have a carry bag like Roy Cropper? I don't, but the interesting thing is Roy Cropper does come from Leicester.
Well, there we go.
It's like we'd written this and we'd actually rehearsed it.
You know what? I'll buy you an exact sort of carrier bag as well, Chris.
You're all right. You don't have to, mate.
No, that's fine. What do you think this is? You know,
if you do that, as long as you don't mind me bringing a cow around your house.
The cow's probably worth more than the carrier bag.
Now, this is true. This is true. And stop calling your missus a cow. Anyway. Oh,
God's sake.
Oh, I've created so many clips for this. This is unbelievable. Right. Okay. So Matthew's gone 3-1, sorry, to Bournemouth. Like I say, if we get knocked out, I'm not going to cry because promotion is the aim.
Yeah.
And look, at the end of the day, if we get knocked out against Bournemouth, you know, we'll turn around and say, yeah, well, it was a changed squad. And at the end of the day, you are a Premier League team and you are at home. So your favourites going into this, you have to be. I didn't realise that there's only 7 places between us.
I'm not surprised by that because you're top of the league.
Coventry, between Coventry and Maidstone, there's 95. Bournemouth and Leicester, there's 7 places between us. Now, I'd like to win. I really would like to win now. Nate's gone 2-1 to Leicester. Ronald says we hope we sneak a 1-0 victory. I think you're going to score. I said earlier, I think I wouldn't be surprised if you win, because at the moment, the way, you know, we've just come off the back of 2 losses. So I thought Leeds, we let it slip when we had a point to prove, having just lost to Middlesbrough. I don't know. I can see it being a draw and it coming back to the King Power, if I'm honest with you. Now,
that's not going to do either of us any favours, so
it isn't. But look, it's like being in Europe. You're gonna have this problem when we're both in Europe, yeah. Mate. So now, Chris Sutton, and actually, I'm going to change my mind now. I'm going to go for a Leicester win because Chris Sutton has gone for a 2-1 Bournemouth win. So I'm going to go.
Hell, Chris Sutton's gone in our favour. I remember the time when we was coming back from Liverpool. And here we are. This is a story. We've just been beaten 9-0 by Liverpool at Anfield. And I speak to Chris Sutton and Robbie Savage. And I said, he has to go. Scott the Bin Man Parker has to go. Throwing his own team, his own youngsters under the bus. And Chris Sutton said, oh, you can't say that. You know, at the end of the day, look at where he got you from and all this. I said, well, no. At the end of the day. And Robbie Savage was like, no, I think he's right. Thank you, Robbie Savage.
Yeah,
who knew that Robbie Savage would be the oracle of football knowledge?
Exactly, exactly. There's a great thing on YouTube, if you listen to it. After we won the Premier League, it was the last call of that season that they took on 6:06, and there was a Spurs fan ringing up saying that they were a better team than Leicester. And he absolutely ripped him apart. But Chris Sutton may have backed you, but he's up against the Kaiser Chiefs bassist and Leeds fan, Simon Ricks. He has gone for 2-1 as well, unfortunately, but he's actually gone for Leicester to beat you 2-1. And that's a Leeds fan.
Are you sure he's not pretending to be Serge for a day? Kasabian.
Don't you dare knock. Kasabian.
I've seen Serge in real life. He's actually a really, really nice bloke.
He is indeed. Yeah. Right. Going to ask you this for the away fans that are coming down. I'm all right. I've got to be honest with you. I mean, I know all the pubs, so I'm all right. If they say anything, I say, look, I live in Poole, you know, mate. Parking, I don't have to worry about parking because I'm parking on my ex-boss's front garden, and she only lives 5 minutes walk away. So anyways, I keep in now. Hello, Tracy, if you're watching, I keep in touch with you because I love you and you're a great boss when you were my boss. But she also has a very, very handy front drive. So I will be making use of her front entrance, it has to be said. And I say, she literally, you can see the ground from her house. So I'm all right with the parking. What is parking like for away fans? Parking's pretty shit for home fans, let's be honest.
Well, if you want to be stuck in the car park for about 3 hours after the game, do go and park in the Dean Court car park. To be honest, it is very, very cheap. It is very cheap, quite cost effective. the best place to park, and dare I say it, on the roads around the Kings Park Golf Club, in the golf club car park as well, seems to be quite a popular place. You know, it is limited parking, but if you get there early enough, and in fact, the golf club, you know, bar is quite nice as well. You know, I could suggest, you know, the Con Club that we go to, but you know, that is just down the road as well. So there's lots of bars really, but I would say for car parking, I'd say aim for Kings Park Golf Club. There is a nice little bar there as well, you know, that's just upstairs, fairly cheap. And, you know, if you can't park in the car park, there's loads of road car parking as well.
I do. Wherever you park, and I'm saying this from personal experience, wherever you park, expect it to take an hour just to get out of the sort of vicinity.
The golf club isn't bad to actually get out of. You know, once you get through all the little side roads by Charminster, you can get straight onto the dual carriageway and back down.
I have to ask, because the pub that I used to go to when I was in my Leicester regalia as an away fan was the Mellow Bar in Boscombe. Is that still going, do you know?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure. To be honest, I don't really ever go out in Boscombe at all.
I don't blame you, really.
No, I don't ever go. To be fair, I just really use the two bars to go to football. You know, I would say there is a nice little bar, you know, that is just round the corner, but it is home fans only. So that's not going to be any good. But
well, according to looking at this, well, it's actually the Mellow Bar. It's in Boscombe, Christchurch Road in Boscombe, which is about what, a 15-minute walk away from the ground.
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Not far. It's no. Not I mean, far really, you should be called AFC Boscombe, shouldn't you? Really, but
Well, Pokestown, there's a pub called the Bell Inn, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, you might see Brendan in there. Oh, that's Bell End, isn't it? but I've got to say, I did see this, that the 10 worst places to live in Dorset have been revealed. Paul was number 10. There we go. And this is taking into account the town centres and everything. Bournemouth, I think, was number 4 or 5. You know what number 1 was, don't you?
Boscombe.
Yes, it was. Always.
Do you know what? I've
got to say, Boscombe is higher, is worse, it says, according to that, than Turling Moor. I'm sorry. Living in a caravan is better than living in Turling Moor.
I tell you what, one channel, you know, once you finish watching this video, it's not going to take you very long. Before you hit the subscribe on my channel, but, you know, don't watch it yet. Go to a channel called Turd Towns. And they actually—that's
the one. No, that's the one.
Turd Towns is brilliant. Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant. He's just some bloke from the middle of Somerset who's just going round taking the piss out of everywhere.
Yes.
So yeah.
No, that was a report on Turd Towns website.
Turd Towns.
Turley Moor, and I'm sorry, it makes Sangat look like a Holiday Inn. Oh, it does, doesn't it? I'm sorry, it does. But look, I'm gonna, we always leave with this, which is foot in both camps. Nobody else could I pick apart from this young man.
Oh, he's a legend.
Absolutely. We hate him.
No, he's a legend. No, he's an absolute legend at this football club. You know, that goal that he scored against Ipswich, outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. The man, you know, I cannot speak highly enough of. So, yeah, Jan Kermigan. Yeah,
I was actually reading something on online, which wasn't porn, and interviewing him. I was in a chat room, by the way, and
getting even worse now. Chat room, oh Jesus!
And do give my best to you, good lady. was nice to talk to her. No, it wasn't in a chat.
What was it? What was the thing that somebody turned around and told me about chat you bay or something? I don't know what it is, but yeah.
No idea.
I
was actually reading an interview on Jan Kermagat. He'd been interviewed and he said that penalty that he took for Leicester would haunt him for the rest of his life. He said, no matter how many goals I've scored since, that's the goal. That's the thing that I will be remembered for most. It's every interview I do, they ask me about that. And he said, look, I'd come over from France. It was a strange country. I probably felt I was actually better than I was at that point. I was young. He went for it. And let's be honest with you, had it gone in, he would have been a hero. You know, and he said he wasn't the only one that missed. And no, Martin Waghorn missed as well, but he hit the crossbar. But at least he meant for it. Unfortunately, if you're going to do something like that, make sure it comes off. It didn't for Jan. We hate him forever. And
oh, come on, poor Jan. Jan's a lovely man.
I'm sure he is. And like I say, had he pulled that off, we'd have been saying, What a brilliant, you know what I mean? That's the thin lines on football. You know, a penalty hits the post and comes out, or the penalty hits the post and goes in. It's thin lines in football. Unfortunately, it didn't come off for him, but I know he did do well. But as soon as you got promoted, you dropped him, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, to be honest. I don't think he got as much time. And to be honest, this is one thing that really irks me. You know, Jan got a little bit of time, but Brett Pittman, you know, why he never got any time in the Premier League? You know, I would have loved for these two players to have had a bit more of a chance. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't think they were up to level. But at the same time, you know, they were so instrumental in our story that Brett, you know, he would have scored at all four levels. You know, he would have scored at all four levels because no doubt he would have got a goal in the Premier League. It's a bit of a shame that we did drop him like that. And everybody says that Eddie is a loyal man. In a way, I wish he was a little bit loyal at that point.
It is what it is. We don't like him. Yeah. You do. There we go.
Oh, he's a legend. Legend.
Craig, thank you so very much for coming on. You have provided me with a few laughs and lots of clips And can I just say, so if you do want to follow us on TikTok, which is where we do put the little clips of things that go wrong and things that we say that we shouldn't normally say, do scan the QR code in the bottom corner there, and you can also follow us on Instagram.
Can you imagine if I started that? You know, my account would be banned. Oh, sorry, it already was on TikTok.
No, I have got permission off TikTok. I've said, look, I'm having Mr. Penis Head coming on. Is it okay? And they went, yeah, go for it. But Craig, thank you so very much for coming on tonight.
That's
mate.
All right, mate. I do hope
that we stuff you tomorrow, but I don't think we will. Hopefully I might even see you at the ground. I don't know where you're sitting.
Yeah, Ted Shed, as always.
Which is that? Sorry, that's...
That's a temporary stand, of course.
Oh, that's where you're in the same end as we are.
Yeah, yeah.
I may well see you then. Give me a wave.
Yes,
come up
I
and
shall
hit me
do.
On the head with a copy of the Sun and say, I want my £5. Ask your mum and dad, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Your link is in the chat below. We're going to be back at 9 o'clock with an EFL Championship Roundup show. Hope to see you then. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Leeds game again. But until then, all I've got to say is my thanks to Craig, my thanks to everybody that's been watching. And if you've been listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you very much. But in the meantime, it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me. Up the cherries.
No.
Oh, here we go. I've ruined it now, haven't I?
You have. You have. I thought you would know.
Oh yeah, I do know the two Ronnies, but I just decided I was going to ruin it. Sorry, mate.
You will. You ruined my life, mate.
From me to you, to you to me. Suits you, sir.
Oh no, it's in. No, now it's to me. I will see you. Take care, mate. All the best.
See you later, guys. Cheers, mate.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.